Good evening and welcome to Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is also referred to as yogic sleep. The most general description of this practice is that it is a relaxation technique combining guided mental imagery or a story with a specific yoga posture called Shavasana or corpse pose. The goal of Yoga Nidra is to promote a profound state of relaxation. This differs from sleep because there is still an awareness of one's surroundings. Yoga Nidra has the ability to activate the relaxation response. This is the body's natural ability to relax and restore itself when it's in a safe and comfortable environment. So I invite you to begin to relax and create that safe space for yourself to settle in to your Yoga Nidra practice this evening. Take up whatever space you may need on the mat, using whichever supports, whichever aids you'd like, whatever is needed to help you feel safe. And as you settle here on your mat, in your corpse pose, supported and safe, start to bring some awareness into the space around you. Just observing the evening, using the senses, and as we invite the relaxation in, we begin to bring some awareness into the breath. Just noticing the breath, witnessing the breath, not changing anything about the breath. Maybe take 3 full breaths here. Deep inhalations, fully exhaling each breath. Tonight's journey will introduce us to the stone mermaid. In a secluded coastal village nestled between towering cliffs and a pristine azure sea, there lived a woman named Serafina. She was known throughout the village as a woman who had once been vibrant and full of life, but had become cold and fearful after a series of hardships had befallen her. Her heart had turned to stone, and she had lost her connection to the natural beauty that surrounded her. One foggy morning, as Serafina sat on the desolate beach, she stumbled upon a remarkable sight. There, half buried in the sand and glistening with morning dew, was a breathtaking stone sculpture of an angelic mermaid. Its form was both ethereal and lifelike, with intricately carved scales, flowing hair, and a serene expression that seemed to emanate warmth. Serafina, initially startled by the unexpected discovery, couldn't help but be drawn to the mermaid's presence. As she reached out to touch the stone figure, a gentle, soothing energy washed over her, slowly softening the icy walls she had built around her heart. tears welled up in her eyes as she felt a connection to something greater than herself, something profoundly elemental and ancient. Over the following days, Serafina returned to the mermaid sculpture, spending hours sitting beside it, confiding in it, and even sharing her deepest fears and sorrows. It was as though the mermaid could hear her, for the sculpture seemed to respond with a subtle, shifting energy that reassured her. As weeks turned into months, Serafina's transformation became evident to the village. Her once frozen heart began to thaw, and she started radiating warmth and kindness once more. She rekindled old friendships, embraced the beauty of the natural world around her, and most importantly, she learned to love herself again. One moonlit night, as Serafina sat beside the mermaid sculpture, it began to shimmer and glow with an otherworldly light. It slowly transformed from stone into flesh and blood, and the mermaid emerged as a living being. With a voice as melodious as the sea itself, the mermaid spoke to Serafina. "You have found your way back to love and abundance, for it was within you all along. I am the embodiment of nature's wisdom and healing, here to guide you back to your true self." The mermaid then offered her hand to Serafina, and together they dove into the ocean, exploring its depths and discovering the wonders of the underwater world. As they swam among vibrant coral reefs and playful sea creatures, Serafina felt an overwhelming sense of peace and abundance that filled her heart. From that day forward, Serafina became a beacon of love and abundance in her village, sharing her newfound wisdom and the magic of her encounter with a mermaid. She taught others to open their hearts to the beauty of nature and the transformative power of love, proving that even the coldest of hearts could find warmth and abundance when touched by the hand of nature's angels. And the legend of the angelic mermaid, made of stone, lived on as a reminder of the miraculous transformation that could occur when one embraced the healing power of nature's embrace. We'll slowly start to bring some awareness back into our space. And bringing awareness back into our bodies. Maybe finding some small, gentle movements at first. Maybe the fingers and the toes, the wrists and the ankles. Taking your time. There's no rush. Maybe taking several breaths, reconnecting the body with the breath, increasing the awareness. And as you're ready, maybe rolling to one side or the other, yogi's choice. And pausing for a few moments. Taking your time, coming back into a comfortable seated pose as you're ready.